أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلع، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياض، نويت السلوك لله تعالى في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله يكونتينيو إكسبلانيشن أوف سورة مريم، سورة مريم 19، سورة 19 فيرس 63. We hope to finish 65. إن شاء الله. Or 66. شو الشيخ صاحب الرسائل from verse 63 to 66.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا، وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك، له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك، وما كان ربك نسيا. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته، هل تعلم له سميا. ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين والمنسلين. We described in the last time about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشية. Those that Allah described, they will not there hear any vain discourse, but only salutation of peace, and they will have that in their sustenance morning and evening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described according to their understanding. We said how their culture and their geographical areas where they were living, Allah described in that verse of Quran that He was giving them their sustenance, because the Arab at that time, they like to have their food noon and evening or morning and evening. So Allah described for them that paradise, He was going to give them their food with what they like according to the culture of their where they live. And we described also about the Persian, how they like to be described, and how the Yemeni to be described. So all this to show that even in the time of Prophet ﷺ, Islam came not against cultures of how the people were living, but He was giving them of what they like through their cultures. And that's why we say today, let's apply for today also Muslims around the world, that if someone wants to look at a Muslim, he must not come against his culture, but he has to go with his culture and see how he is understanding, and support him not to come and say this is bid'ah, this is shirk, this is kufr, this is haram, if it doesn't suit the way he is living. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described verse 63 saying, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا. And the English translation is, such is the garden which we give as an inheritance to those of our servants who guard against evil. Such is the garden which we give as an inheritance. Why he said inheritance? He was able to say, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُعْتِي أَوْ نَهَى لِعِبَادِنَا. But he said, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We inherit them. He didn't say, we give them. It has many meanings. Inheritance, when you inherit something, no one gave it to you. You inherit it. So no one can take it from you. When it is an inheritance, it is legally completely for you. No one can say that you took it by money, or you took it by force, or you took it by someone gave it to you. No, you inherited. from generation to generation, from father to son. That is the best that you can acquire or you can own through inheritance. That's Allah wants to emphasize that we are going to give you something that is eternal. That's why he used the word inheritance. And it has another meaning, which we'll be coming to it now. So he said, we are going to give this paradise, تلك الجنة التي نورثه من عبادنا من كان تقيا. He is describing that we are going to inherit, to give as an inheritance, this paradise, تلك الجنة. He didn't say jinnah. He described one. He is in a description of a specific paradise. And to get that as an inheritance means that paradise was owned by someone else. When you get inheritance, means someone other than you has owned that. And Allah is saying to you, I'm going to give to you that, this paradise, as inheritance. Means there are many different descriptions, many different categories of paradises. One of them is by inheritance. So you, whom you are going to inherit? Who is going to give you his paradise in akhirah? When everyone is running to take his own paradise, why he has to give it to you? And Allah said, تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا. He described, we give that paradise to those who are our servants. He described them as servants, high level. Those inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we call them saints, awliya Allah, servants. And moments. من كان تقيا, he described them, those who are pious. Means those who are pious, who are mu'min, are going to inherit from those who in the day of promises, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to everyone in the day of promises that I am your Lord, and all his servants said, yes, you are our Lord, and they came to dunya and left and associated someone else with Allah and make shirk. Those people who were mushrik, kafir, unbelievers, who did not believe in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sending them to hell, taking their paradises that he was going to give them if they have done good, and inherit them to those people who are believers. So that's why he mentioned نورث there. نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. Or else he would be able to say, we'll give you paradises. But he said, نورث, we will inherit you. Inherit you this kind of paradise that it was going to be given to someone else. And we have to know that it is said, according to some tafsirs, that the paradises are three kinds, three categories. The first one, جنة اختصاص إلهي وهي التي يدخلها الأطفال. The first kind of paradises is paradises that it is special that Allah has subhanahu wa ta'ala created it for children whom they died when they were young. That is a paradise from the divine presence. And this is a specific paradise, special paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, and no one knows what he is giving. This is for innocent people, like children. They are innocent, they didn't do any wrong things, and they died at early ages. Allah specialized them with that kind of paradise. And Allah will give also his servants who are muttaqin, pious, he will share them in this paradise because they are innocent also. Allah protected them through awliya Allah. Anyone handicapped or mentally disturbed who doesn't know what he's saying, a handicapped person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him to that kind of paradise because he's not mukallaf. There is no obligation. The second paradise is paradise, the paradise that it is inherited. What we, it is in this verse, نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا, that paradise that Allah gave it as an inheritance. This paradise, kind of paradise, has been given to everyone, and all unbelievers that they did not believe in Allah has been taken from them that paradise, and what we call Jannatul Miraj, and is being given above what the mu'mins and the believers have. Allah will give them that paradise. It will be on top, on as an addition over their paradise, and what we call Jannatul Miraj. And the third paradise is Jannatul A'mal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the paradise according to your amal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever do good will see good, whoever do bad will see bad. This paradise is for those people who, according to their amal, they deserve that kind of paradise. Allah sent them there. And the example of that is the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in Kutub al-Sahih, that he said to Bilal, Ya Bilal, bima sabaqtani ila jannati, فَمَا وَطَأْتُ مِنْهَا مَوْضِعًا إِلَّا سَمِعْتُ خَشْخَشَتَكَ أَمَامِي. He said, Ya Bilal, O Bilal, how you have passed me in paradise. Wherever I moved, one place to another, I hear your sound before me, that you are present there. How you reach that level? That's what we call Jannatul A'mal. This is according to your amal. How you do, how you act. You act well, you do well, Allah gives you. Look, Sayyidina Bilal, because of something he was doing in his life, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hearing and seeing him in front of him. Wherever Prophet was moving in Jannah, paradise, he was hearing khashkhasha, means what? Rustling of clothes or rustling of his movement. He said, Ya Bilal, how you overpassed me? What you have done? Means anyone who is pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya give him and open for him to be in paradise, as Bilal was in paradise. He was in dunya and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam healing him in paradise. Means he was walking there and he was giving some rustling clothes, his clothes or his movement. Means when he is moving there, he is seeing there. No fail. Means awliyaullah who are inheritors of sahaba and inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and awliyaullah, the inheritance of prophets, their secrets, with their good amal, they will reach that kind of veil to be taken away. And they will reach that kind of paradise. Their dunya become what? Paradise. So what Bilal said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's an authentic hadith. What he said to Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, never, ما أحدثت قط إلا توضأت. وما توضأت إلا صليت ركعتين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بهما. That يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, anytime I disturb my wudu, I lost my wudu. I take immediately a new wudu. And as soon as I take new wudu, I pray two rak'ahs. Means he was always at in wudu and praying two rak'ahs when he takes wudu. He said, with this, you have overpassed me in paradise. Sabaqtani. Not he is past Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he is, Prophet is teaching us that with the good amal, you will be reaching high levels, like Bilal. When he said to him, how you got that? Said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what I was doing. Look, very simple. He didn't say, I did that by praying the five prayers. Allah gave me that. He didn't say, Allah gave me that because I was fasting, or I was giving zakat, or I'm making hajj, or I'm saying shahada. This is an obligation. You have to do it. There is no way not to do it. But he was doing, he got that because he was doing something voluntarily by himself. It's not obligated on him. What happened? He overpassed Prophet, and a Prophet was here, not overpassed in the meaning. He said, Sabaqtani, you became in front of me. Not overpassing, becoming higher than Prophet. No, hasha. But he was, Prophet was feeling him in front of him, moving. Why? Because he was doing ablution when he loses his ablution. And he was praying to rak'at when he making the ablution. How today these people who are considered themselves scholars, these doctors and these businessmen and this engineer, say, don't do anything. Do your five prayers and go to shopping mall. Entertain yourself. This is Islam. Then look. He said, Prophet asked him, Ya Abilal, what you are doing? I am hearing you in front of me in paradise. Means these people, wherever they lose their wudu, they are not making wudu. Is not? When they say, don't do anything voluntarily. Means don't observe anything other than the five prayers. Five prayers is an obligation. You have to do it. You don't do it, go to hell. Allah will throw you to hell. So that give us in Surah Maryam that the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Bilal, how he was hearing him in front of him because of what he was doing by taking ablution when he loses ablution and making two rak'ahs after the ablution. And Prophet said, with this you became in front of me in paradise. فعلمنا أنها كانت جنة مخصوصة بهذا العمل. Means we knew that this paradise was being assigned for that amal. If Bilal didn't do it, we never knew about it. That by ablution and praying two rak'at, you will get that paradise. How would we know about it? Because of the amal of Bilal, we knew about it. Means he's saying that every amal, فَمَا مِنْ فَرِيضَةٍ وَلَا نَافِلَةٍ وَلَا فِعْلٍ خَيْرٍ وَلَا تَرْكِ مَحْرُومٍ وَمُحَرَّمٍ وَمَكْرُوهٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ جَنَّةٌ مَخْصُوصَةٌ وَنَعِيمٌ خَاصٌ. He said, there is, فَمَا مِنْ فَرِيضَةٍ. Verily, for every faridah, obligation, for every nafila, sunnah, that you are doing like this sunnah. He mentioned the sunnah, that these people, they don't pray sunnah. You look, they say, Allahu Akbar, iqamatu salah, it's finished. I never saw them praying sunnah. Rarely they pray sunnah. Some people they pray, but others they don't pray. He say, wala fi'lin, wala fardin, wala nafilatin. فَمَا مِنْ فَرِيضَةٍ. يعني any obligation, وَلَا نَافِلَةٍ, any sunnah you do, and any فعل خير, good amal, and leaving anyone that forbidden, and any makruh you leave, any disgusted amal, what you makruh in English, dislike, إِلَّا وَلَهُ جَنَّةٌ مَخْصُوصَةٌ. For every one of it has its own paradise. Allah will give a paradise different from the other. Means for every action in this life you do, there is a paradise. Means if I say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa sallam, it has a paradise. If I say Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad, a different way, must have a paradise. Because he say every fa'al, every action, every nafila. If I say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, it has another paradise. If I remember Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing or sitting or laying down, it every action has a paradise. Means any amal you are doing, you have to know that Allah will give a paradise. So add all these paradises. What will happen? Look Allah's greatness. And a paradise you cannot describe. Might be like this whole universe, one paradise. Allah says Jannah. No description. When he says Jannah to Adam, no description. You cannot describe what Allah is going to give. Not according to what you imagine. According to what Allah has created. And according to His greatness. His greatness cannot be limited. So His paradise will not be limited by yourself. He knows its limit, but you don't know the limit of your paradise. And this is, for every amal there is one paradise. So if you add all your good amal, so you see how much paradise Allah is going to give you. If you add the amal of the ummah, and the amal of the awliya, and the amal of the sahaba, and the amal of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amal of all prophets, oh, see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's describing, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَجْمَعْ فِي الزَّمَنِ الْوَاحِدِ أَعْمَالًا كَثِيرَةً. And that's what we said just now, that one person might do many amals في الزَّمَنِ, in the same time, he's doing many things of goodness. So for everyone, his eyes, he doesn't look at forbidden. His ears, he doesn't hear backbiting. His tongue, he doesn't move it in things bad. So everything that he is doing in one time will add all these paradises together. So you see, in one day, if you forbid yourself from falling into the hand of shaitan and keeping yourself in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmah, how much you would be benefiting in one day. Verse 64, he say, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. The angels say, we descend not but by command of thy Lord, to him belongs what is before us and what is behind us, what is between. And thy Lord never does forget. Huh? What you understood? The angels say, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. He is speaking here, the angels, he said, in plural. But it is not angels, it's one angel. In the Arabic language, it's one angel. And that's what, if you look to Tafsir al-Suyuti, الدر المنثور, said that Ibn Abbas said that angel is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. He's mentioned in this verse of Quran. When Jibreel didn't come to Prophet for, there are many different narrations, some would say 15 days, some would say 7 days, some would say 40 days. He was, the wahi delayed. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asking about Ashab al-Kahf and about Zulqarnain and about Ar-Ruh, when the unbeliever came and asked him, and he want an answer, so Jibreel didn't come quickly. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried. So the kuffar, unbeliever said, his Lord left him. So Jibreel alayhi salam came, said, Ya Rasulullah, we do not descend except by command. We cannot descend by ourselves. He said, Prophet said, Ya Jibreel, I missed you. He said, I missed you more. But I cannot come when there is no order. By order, I come. So that verse of Quran was revealed for that issue. And he come with Wadduha, Surah Al-Duha, Jibreel at that time, and came with this verse. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. That verse was revealed because of that incident with Surah Al-Duha together. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Because they said, the unbelievers, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Lord left him. So it brought وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Because they said his Lord قَلَاهُ means left him behind. So وَالْضُحَى Surah Al-Duha came, that no. وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, Allah giving a oath. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. We never left you, ya Muhammad. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah is going to give you something so great that you will be happy. Don't listen to kuffar. That's why that verse came. He said, one narration say that when Jibreel didn't come quickly, it's another narration of what I have explained just now. The other one say that he said, فَقَالَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَا حَبَسَكَ يَا جِبْرَائِيلُ, what have kept you far, يَا جِبْرِيلُ. He said, وَكَيْفَ آتِيكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَقُصُّونَ أَظْفَارِكُمْ وَلَا تَأْخُذُونَ شَوَارِبَكُمْ وَلَا تُنَقُّونَ بَرَاجِمَكُمْ وَلَا تَسْتَكُونَ ثُمَّ قَرَأَ وَمَا نَنْتَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. He said, how I am coming to you, ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, means coming to the ummah. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَقُصُّونَ أَصْفَارَكُمْ. And there is a bad habit with the ummah that they don't cut their nails. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to cut our nails. And the biggest mistake today, and one of the sins that, and then of the bala that comes on Muslims, are the women that they keep their nails long and they are polishing them with, what you call it, nail polish. And that is prohibited in Islam, to keep nails long. And we see today men and women are keeping their nails long and they are not cutting them. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he say, how am I going to come where there is some people between your ummah, they are not cutting their nails. They are proud how much they make their nails big, especially these secretaries typing. Look at any woman, mostly, that you see their nails big, is not? And look at men, you will see many of them also, they make their this nail, last nail, or this nail, or this finger. One of, they choose one or two fingers and they make it long. That is shaitan playing with them. One time Maulana Grand Sheikh said that awliya hate people who have long nails. And he said, the shadow of Iblis, when he wants to get from the shadow from the sun, shade from the sun, he sends his people under the nails of people who send his jinn, shaitans, his tribe. He sent them to take shade from the sun under the nail of a human being. That's why awliya, from the principles of tariqah, you cannot enter tariqah without cutting your nail. And to cut the nail, there is adab also. You have to begin with the finger of shahada. With that finger. Then you go to this one. What you call this one? The middle. Then this one. What? The ring finger. Then this. The small. Then you jump to the second hand. To the small, to the ring in the left side, to the middle, to the index on the left side, then to the sum of the left side, then you come to end with the right sum. That's adab of cutting the nails. Everything has to have adab, not doing this and doing this and jumping from one and jumping from the other. No, it has to go in order. Everything must have discipline. So this is discipline of cutting the nails. We lost that. Who today think about this? Then he said, وَلَا تَأْخُدُونَ شَوَارِبَكُمْ. You leave your mustaches so big that they cover your mouth. You don't shorten them or take them completely. That also delayed me. Allah delayed me because of that also. وَلَا تُنَقُونَ بَرَاجِمَكُمْ. And you don't clean your, what you call this? Lakos? This. Huh? Yeah, the joints here in the fingers, in the fingers. In every finger you have three. One, two, three. Except the thumb you have two. So this is barajim. From outside and from inside. Because at that time too much dirt from deserts, so no water too much. So the sand comes here. It's not? Go to the beach and you see that happen. So he said, that also delay me. So, mashallah, what Islam is so clean? Islam teach us how to be clean, not to be dirty. You see that even that will make Jibreel alayhi salam to be delayed. Because this might affect angels from coming down. He said, Ya Muhammad, tell them to clean their lakos. Nakos. You have your nakos clean? وَلَا تَسْتَكُونَ. And they don't use the siwak to clean their teeth. How am I going to cut? With their dirty mouth. You have to make siwak. And that's why a salah with one siwak, with a siwak, is equal to 27 salah without siwak. Everyone, you pray Zuhr, for example, and you make siwak, as if you have, Allah will give you the reward of 27 times. So Jibreel is telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. ثم قرأ. Then he read, after he said that hadith, he said, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكُ. We do not come except by order of your Lord. Allah, Allah. And then, وَمَا نَتَرَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. To him belongs what is before us and what is behind us and what is between. And thy Lord never does forget. What is before us? To him belong what is before us and what is behind us. What's before us? And what's behind us? And what is between? To him belong what is before us. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا. To him belong what is before us. And they left one thing, what? لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا is between what is between our hands. So it's not translated here. The angel said, the Arabic say, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. The angel say, we descend not but by command of thy Lord. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا. To him belongs what is between our hands, isn't it? So what they said, what is before us? This is how they translate. And what is behind us? means لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. Between what is between our hands and between and what is behind us. Between our hands means what is coming. Behind us, what already passed, means everything from the worldly desires and pleasures and worldly life, he owns it. So he owns everything past from dunya and universes, and he owns everything that is coming in front of us from akhira, from the umur al-ukhrawiyya, from the other life that is coming in front of us. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And what is between? What is in between is قيام الساعة. Means he owns dunya. He owns akhira. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ means what is coming before in front of us, what is akhira. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. مَا خَلْفَنَا what is behind us from أمور الدنيا. مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا from akhira. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And what is in between is the death, the grave, Hayatul Barzakh, Judgment Day, Qiyam al-Sah. He owns these three. He described in this one verse, he described لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. In these three, in one verse, he in three, how many words? لهما بين أيدينا one, وما خلفنا two, وما بين ذلك in three, he describes the whole universe. What is past, he owns it. He's all this dunya. He owns akhira, and he owns in between Qiyam al-Sa'ah and Judgment Day and the grave. وما ربنا ربك نسيا. And thy Lord never does forget. Don't think that your Lord forgetting you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is with you. Allah will never forget. Also it means, لَهُ in the interpretation, لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا. We said, مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا is what is coming in front. وَمَا خَلْفَنَا past. And what is in between? وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Also the interpretation means everything he planned in the azal, it belongs to him. Azal belongs to him. Pre-eternity. Abad, what? Eternity. He owns pre-eternity. He owns eternity. وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ and what is in between. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. And Allah never will forget, as the unbeliever said to you, Ya Muhammad, that your Lord forgot about you, and he left you. No, Allah is confirming that he is not heedless. He is not forgetful. He is not a human. He is the Lord of heavens. He is the creator. Never forget anything. He is present with every moment supporting his prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Lord of the heavens and of the earth and of all that is between them, so worship him. After he described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he owns from azal to abad and what in between, he owns dunya and akhirah and the qiyam al-sa'ah, he said rabbus samawati wal ard, Lord of the heavens, means he is describing what he was owning. He's owning heavens, means eternity. والأرض دنيا رب السماوات والأرض
وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And what is in between?
He owns heavens. He owns earth. He means heavens describe akhirah and earth describe dunya. And in between is hayatul barzakh, when someone dies. Similarly what he described before, but in a different tone. فَعْبُدْهُ. Because he's describing now with physical. Before he was describing spiritual. When he said, لَهُمَّا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَ وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. He owns what is in between our hands. Before us means akhirah. وَمَا خَلْفَنَا. And what's behind us. He is explaining spiritually. He's not physically. There is no form here. In the other verse, he said, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He explained physically. Something structure. Samawat, physical. Art has a form. Before one verse, he was describing abstract. Now he is describing concrete. So when he describes concrete, what you have to do when he is describing something that exists means you have to worship him. So he said what? فَعْبُدْهُ. Anything related to earth, when he said earth, means there must be ibadah. Anything related to samawat means there is ibadah for angels. And that's why he said he has to say in the second verse, because he mentioned Rabbu samawat wa ard, fa'budhu, worship him. And he owns what is in between, means the hayatul barzakh. Death, grave, judgment day, all this is hayatul barzakh. So to save yourself, how? By worshipness. رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ. He is the Lord of heavens. وَالْأَرْضِ. He is the Lord of earth. Worship. Means, مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي بَلْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither heavens nor earth contain me but the heart of the believer. When he described رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ means, I am the Lord of your heart. رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And I am the Lord of your brain and mind. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And what is in between? Between heart and between mind, brain. What is there? That connection between physical and spiritual. Between mass and energy. What is that connection? That connection is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, he said, عُبُدْهُ, means declare my oneness, that there is nothing between mass and between energy, between physical form and spiritual form. That connection is ibadah that can take you from this awhal dunya, the mud of earth, to the horizon of paradise. That is me, the Lord, to be worshipped. And he said, فَعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. And be patient. So worship him. And be constant and patient in his worship. Means, when you worship, فَعْبُدْهُ, worship him by doing your obligation. He described two kinds of worshipness. He said, فَعْبُدْهُ. Means what? What is that? When you say Allah is telling you, عُبُدْنِي. What's that? Worship me. How you worship? By doing your prayers. By your obligation. Is that? How do you worship other than that? Is there anything else? Said, عُبُدْنِي. Through your worshipness. And first shahada means you are declaring Allah's oneness. Then salah, siyam, zakah, hajj. Correct? That is fa'budhu physically. Then he wants to go higher than that. Spiritually, what he said? وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. What he said? وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا اصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. Understanding the relationship? The relationship is that
فَعْبُدْهُ وَرْشِبْهُ.
So you do your obligation. As we said, these scholars, they say of today, do it your five prayers. Okay. And then you go to shopping mall. But he didn't say go to shopping mall. He said, وَاسْتَبَرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. He said, be patient and constant on his worshipper, and be patient means beyond obligation, go and do your voluntary worshipness. The sunan and the awrad that Allah described Prophet in Surah Al-Muzammil, Ya أَيُّهَا Al-Muzammil. Oh, Muzammil. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Wake up from the night. Sleep little. Wake up all the night. نِصْفَهُ. He said, okay, half of it. أَنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Less than half, it's okay. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ. Or more than that. He didn't give it a chance. He said, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Wake up from the night. Except later. Illa qalila means might be 1 second. Keep all the night up. Nisfahu, then he lowered it. Nisfahu. And half of it, because it was too much. That's stubborn, be patient. Was stubborn, ibadati, be patient on his worshipness. I mean, don't say it's too much, I cannot anymore. Prophet, his feet were swollen. Was stubborn, ibadati. نصفه half of it أو قص منه قليلا أو little bit less أو زد عليه or increase it how much Allah knows. ورتل القرآن and recite what we reveal to you يا محمد. So واصطبر لعبادته be patient means spiritually, means begin to lift yourself up in the spiritual levels of worshipness. When you become like that, first فَعْبُدْهُ, worship him, وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ, go higher in spiritual levels by be patient on your worshipness and increase it, what will happen? Then هَلْ تَعْلَمْ لَهُ سَمِيَّ. Then you reach a high level of declaring oneness. So Allah is questioning, asking you, do you know anyone has partnership with Allah or has the same name? Or you associate anyone with him? So what is they translated? Knowest thou of any who is worthy of the same name as he? هل تعلم له سميا? When you reach all this level, you will begin to know that there is no one can have even the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْبُدْهُ. If he is the Lord, Ya Muhammad, worship him. He's saying to him, Rabbu samawati wal ardi. He is the Lord of heavens and earth. Heavens for spiritual, earth for dunya. Fa'budhu. Fa'budhu is confirming it. If he is the Lord of heaven and earth, worship him. Ya Muhammad, with your worship him with your body, with your self, means with your ego, with your heart, with your secret, with your soul. فَعِبَادَةُ جَسَدِكَ إِيَّاهُ بِأَرْكَانِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. The way that your body worship him, so how many description of ibadah he mentioned? فَعْبُدْهُ بِجَسَدِكَ, with your body. وَنَفْسِكَ, with your self, ego. وَقَلْبِكَ, with your heart. وَسِرِّكَ, with your soul, with your secret. وَرُوحِكَ, with your soul. So he described five different kind of worshipness. And he said, فَعِبَادَةُ جَسَدِكَ, the way that your body is going to worship is by the discipline and the fundamentals of Sharia. فَعِبَادَةُ الْجَسَدِ بِأَرْكَانِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. You cannot means miss the Sharia and create a new Sharia. No.
means your body has to worship according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Muhammad in Islam, according to the Sharia of Islam. This is ibadatul jasad, the worshipness of the body. وهي الائتمار بما أمرك الله به والانتهاء عما نهاك عنه. To follow what Allah has ordered you and to leave what Allah has forbidden you. That's ibadatul jasad. وعبادت نفسك, the way that yourself or the ego has to worship, بآداب الطريقة, in the principles of the tariqah, how your sheikh will guide you, means the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. So ibadatul nafs is different than ibadatul jasad. The worshipness of the body is different from the worshipness of the ego. It means you are going now to lift up, you're polishing now your ego by the discipline of the sunnah of the tariqah. وهي ترك موافقة هواها ولزوم مخالفة هواها. To leave whatever your ego asks you to do of desires, you leave it. Whatever it asks you, your ego, you put it aside. That is ibadatul bin-nafs, how the nafs has to worship. Means everything yourself ask, leave it. So فَعْبُدْهُ now, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَعْبُدْهُ. Now we describe two kind of, in the same definition of that ibadah. The third, وَعِبَادَةُ الْقَلْبِ, the worshipness of the heart now, the third level, الْإِعْرَابُ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, to let dunya drop from your heart with all its wealth and treasure. Means this dunya doesn't mean anything to you. Not jet ski, not just snow ski, I don't know, no this, no that. إعراض عن الدنيا وما فيها. Left, drop completely the dunya from your heart. No malls, no dinners here, no dinners there. Eat whatever you have. No crackers, no chocolates, no this, no that. You can have chocolates and crackers when your ego doesn't like it. You take it. When your ego wants, leave it. وَالْإِقْبَالُ عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَمَكَارِمُهَا, and to come and build up in your heart the love of Akhirah and the best for it, of the best of the Akhirah. How you have to do to get the Akhirah. This is now we have described three. Now, the worshipness through secret, wasirruka, in the, your secrecy, in your, between your Lord and yourself. وَعِبَادَةُ السِّرِّ خُلُوهُ عَنْ تَعَلُّقَاتِ الْقَوْلَيْنِ اتِّصَالًا بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the worshipness in secrecy with your Lord is to drop completely the love of dunya and the love of paradise, and to have only the love of Allah in your heart. That's big. This is awliya. That's why it's difficult to be a wali. Not like these scholars today, they say every person is a wali. Ibadatul sir is that no one seeing you now. There is no show off. Between you and your Lord, Ya Rabbi, Ilahi Anta Maqsoodi, Wa Ridaka Matlubi. That's it. You are my goal, Ya Rabbi. Not dunya, not akhirah.
Wa'ibadatul ruh,
the last, the worshipness of the soul, bibadlil wujud linayl shuhud. To try to reach the level of vision, of witnessing the Divine Presence. Not only loving the Divine Presence, but
annihilation in the divine presence, in witnessing what you are reaching and what you are loving. And that will come only in Akhirah when Allah opened to His mu'mins in paradise to see Him. That's ibadatu ar-ruh. واستمر لعبادته. Be patient on this voluntary worshipness, because this is the way that you can reach. There is no other way. أيصبر لمشاقها ولا تحزن بإبطاء الوحي. Keep your Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in following this, and don't be sad that the revelation didn't come. Jibril alayhi salam didn't come. هل تعلم له سمية? When you be patient on all this worshipness and difficulties, you are reaching the state of oneness. At that time, you will know at that time that no one can associate a name, even not himself, a name with his Lord, to carry the name of his Lord. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما لا يسمى أحد تفسير on explanation of this ayah that no one can be called, ابن عباس said that no one can call himself الرحمن except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And when the unbelievers called المسيلمة الكذاب, the liars, مسيلمة the liars, they called him رحمن اليمامة. They gave him that رحمن اليمامة, the مسيلمة, to show how much hatred they show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, when that also, that verse came, and we continue inshallah explaining that next time. وَمِنْ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. Even when Fir'aun said, even he was not able to say, I am Allah, Fir'aun. He said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْعَلَى. Cannot say, I am Allah. He cannot pronounce it. As soon as he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْعَلَى, Allah destroyed him. Allah will destroy anyone that may call himself by the name of Allah, by one of Allah's name. O mu'min, may Allah forgive us and grant us from the meaning of Quran and from the secret of Quran. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة. And from the secret of Quran. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.